first invent the universe.
Thanks for listening to Radio Freethinker. Remember to visit us online at radiofreethinker.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. If you have any local skeptical events you would like us to mention on the air, email us at info@radiofreethinker.com.
Venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite intelligence.
Born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Faith Nolan is an award-winning singer-songwriter, film producer, and ardent advocate for social justice. Her music and politics are one and the same, both firmly entrenched in her experiences as a queer woman of African, Mi'kmaq, and Irish heritage, raised in the working-class neighborhood of Regent Park, Toronto. Over the course of her career as a musician, she has recorded 14 albums, the most recent of which, Hang On Cupe, was released in 2009. For more information about the Queering Black History 2011 recipient, Faith Nolan, go to her website at www.faithnolan.org. And now, a selection from Faith's music, a track titled, Where Can I Run?
Where can I run? Where can I hide? You stole my body, now you're torturing my mind. You come in the night. When my eyes close, scream and run for my life, you're the nightmare.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Times. Good time for Discord Radio. CITR 1019. This is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ.
And CJ, how you doing? How's your sound right now? You got your headphones on. I'm headphoneless, but how's it coming in?
It's okay. We should put ourselves up a bit.
Yeah, okay, here we go. How's the music?
Very nice. Who is this?
This is what's become our de facto theme music, the Go Team.
The Go Team.
Yeah, because we are a team, and we like to just go for the half hour we have here on Discord Radio.
Although, the first time I heard it, I thought you said the Goat Team, and I was like, what?
Mbah. Yes, and the reason that, by the way, I'm not wearing headphones right now is I've been inspired by Jennifer Farney, who was one of the co-founding editors of Discorder Magazine. Of course, the magazine the show was named after. She talked about not having headphones on to sound more like a regular person and less radio DJ. No offense, you can keep yours on, man. Maybe one of us has to monitor what's going on.
No.
So he's just taking his headphones off. He's like, Jennifer Farney is right. I'm taking my headphones off right now.
I do not mean that. All I'm saying, what I meant to do was, this side is not working.
Okay.
As you can tell, listeners, CITR desperately needs your humble donations so that we can buy better headphones.
Which is actually a great segue into Fun Drive, which is happening starting next week. It's about 10 days. It's an annual fundraiser here at CITR to help improve our equipment and our community outreach towards all of you. Starts next...
Feb 28th.
And it goes till March the 8th. We've got a big finale party March the 8th happening at Chapel Arts with Babysitter, Sleuth, and a whole bunch more. This, of course, is the 30th anniversary month of Discorder Magazine, so it's 30th anniversary month of Discorder Radio. We're going to hear from Jennifer Farney, our co-editor, in an interview later on in the show. Lots of great stuff happening. Right now, no better way to start it off than with a local band, a band that's so local and so especially local to us here at CITR. These guys, they even used the War Memorial Gym's lap pool, which is about 300 meters that way as their cover photo. And now we're going to play their music to the masses. So the band is Lady Hawk. The album is No Can Do. It's their latest release. And this is a track called Bedbugs on the Discorder Radio Show, CITR 101. CITR 101.9 Discorder Radio, No Can Do from Local Boys, Lady Hawk, here on the 30th anniversary month of Discorder Radio, and lots of exciting things happening. It's not only a huge month, it's just been a huge season and a huge year for us. 75th anniversary of CITR. This past April was our 30th year anniversary of being on FM, and of course this being the 30th anniversary of Discorder magazine, and we are the radio show to help represent, give you your oral fix, so to speak of the magazine. DJ CJ,
that's right.
You've been checking out some of the latest hot and happening tunes in Vancouver. What do you got for us today?
Well, today, next up, we'll be playing a track off the new The Shilohs album called So Wild. Mm-hmm. And this is, of course, Light Organ Records, and really good stuff coming out of them.
Yes, Light Organ Records, of course, of Fine Times fame. A band that we're big fans of here at the station.
And so The Shilohs are currently number 7 on our charts. And I expect climbing rapidly.
And I like your positive and optimistic confidence in their chances.
So these guys are of course a local band from Vancouver, sort of a folk pop rock kind of stuff. But
they were named after Angie and Brad Pitt's fifth kid or
yes.
sixth kid.
Who knows?
Who knows? How many kids do those two have these days? And they're brood.
I don't know. and they're not even engaged. I don't know what they are.
You don't hear much about them anymore. You know, it's probably a good thing. I'm ready to move on.
They're too top 40 for us.
This is true. So getting it back down to our, give us ourselves some more indie cred. Let's go back to talking about what's relevant right here in Vancouver. And that is the Shilohs. And what are we going to hear from them, CJ?
So this track is number 5, and it is called TV Action Jazz.
Dedicated to our own Jazz Halloran of Discorder Magazine.
That's right.
They actually wrote the song for Jazz.
Very nice.
No, they didn't actually.
I want them to.
But nonetheless, let's play that right about now. The Shilohs on Discorder Radio. CITR 1019.
Yes, I remember it wasn't that long ago. I'd settle in every evening for the late, late show. Whatever was on after that didn't matter to me. We'd have long conversations about
Discorder Radio. That was the Shilohs from Vancouver on 101.9 CITR. And for our usual mid-show pop-in, we present to you the lovely, talented, absolutely drop-dead, gorgeous, smiling from ear to ear. I'm obviously saying these things because I want something out of her, which we'll talk about after the show. But anyways, Laurel Borman's with us. But no, Laurel, you are all those things too, honestly.
Thanks, guys. You're welcome. Never know because we're all hiding behind microphones.
Well, luckily, the Discorder Radio Show now has a Facebook page.
Oh.
Instagram.
So, yeah. In fact, today we just did a blast of 2,100 invites.
Oh.
Actually, and CJ, you sent out a bunch too, didn't you?
I didn't get it. Come on, guys.
Oh. We're hearing. Sarah Cordingly in the background and saying that we can't hear you very well. Let's, is your mic not on? I mean, I've got it on here, but...
How about now?
Let me just get to speak a little closer.
Okay.
Or we're just too damn loud. We'll just turn you way up.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's it. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, we're back.
And thanks for getting your listen on time,
That's
too.
That's why we wear headphones, Rockstar.
All right, here we go. Live radio. So, Laurel, real exciting month here for us. What's been the reaction like to our 30th anniversary issue thus far?
Pretty positive. I haven't heard, well, maybe no news is good news. I haven't heard anything scathingly awful, which is cool. I actually haven't heard anything awful at all. All good feedback. The cover, if you guys haven't seen it yet, it's pretty zany. I'm going to put
zany.
That out there.
Good word.
Zany. We talked about it a little bit last time, but it's a bit of a mashup with some crazy illustrations. And a throwback to the original first issue cover, but we staged it. Our brilliant art director got a model, Sydney Gregoire, to dress up like the woman from the original picture and got three or four different illustrators to contribute to the lettering and the illustrations. And anyways, there's probably about a dozen people involved in doing the cover this month. But not just the cover. The content is pretty awesome, too. So, yeah.
Tis.
February.
Tis indeed.
February.
And speaking of that first cover, it's really funny because this mysterious woman who graced the cover way back in February 83 has no idea. We've never contacted her. She's never contacted the station. As we've mentioned before, we've been in touch with the co-editors, Mike Mines and Jennifer Farney.
Exactly.
And they have no idea who she is. And I wonder if she realizes what kind of legacy that she has, that here we are potentially 60-some-odd years after that photo was taken, because it looks like it was probably taken in the 40s or 50s.
Yes.
That, you know, her image is being replicated for the 30th anniversary issue.
I wonder if she's still even alive.
Okay, this is a call-out right now, using the power of the airwaves. If you have any information on the mysterious cover girl from the 1983 February edition of Discorder, number one, volume one, please write to us at citr.ca.
Send us a message in a bottle from the desert island that you're on right now. We want to know who you are, elusive woman.
Yes, thank you. And so, yeah, that was 30 years ago. Bring it up to date today. Really, right today, what's the most the latest and greatest news at Discorder magazine is we have one of the bands featured this month has a new release as of today, February 19th. Who's that?
Data Romance. This, well, according to the article, they don't really like to be called electronic, but it's a multi-instrumental duo from Victoria originally, who are now based in Vancouver, Amy and AJ, and they make up this band called Data Romance, and they have their first full-length album out today, which is really cool. I first heard of them not that long ago, probably just maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I saw this, like a snowboarding movie, or a ski movie, I guess. One of these big epic, outdoors things. And it's a short film called Parallels, and, their song, let me just double check what it's called. This is embarrassing. Anyways, it's a song of theirs.
Could it be She's Been High or
The Deep?
The Deep. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, so actually it was my boyfriend showed me this movie and he was like, "This song's epic." And I watched it and I was like, "Oh my God." And I looked into it more and then turns out that these guys are based here and they played a show back in, I think it was December with at the Rio called the lineup of bands that was titled Four on the Floor String Quartet.
Okay.
And so that band played alongside a whole bunch of other bands and one thing led to another. And here we are in February featuring them. The Deep. It's pretty epic. Check it out.
Cool.
Alongside the movie too. It's awesome. Right.
And you mentioned your boyfriend. I didn't even know you had a boyfriend, Laurel. Huh. Well, we've never heard mention him before.
It's top secret, guys. It's my personal life.
Okay. That's why she's editor in chief.
So I guess we can't talk about it for them.
You don't have clearance for that.
Well, if he's listening, sorry about peppering your girlfriend with all those buttering up compliments.
I'll keep it
professional now. Okay. Well. You mentioned the track Deep. CJ, was that the track we played from
that
these
was.
Guys last time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to kill it with Deep. That was a good story you told, Laurel. Maybe we should play something a little newer, considering...
You should play something off the new album.
We should. Okay, well, this
Caves.
Is...
Caves.
All right, let's Caves it up. Why not? So this is Data Romance, whose album comes out, brand new album comes out today, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 1019.
Old school.
CITR 1019. No, we're not playing that on LP, but somehow that skipped. So But you know, you get the gist of it. We literally played 340 of 359, so all
good. That was Data Romance with their track Caves.
Yes, it was.
Fantastic stuff. I will definitely be buying that album.
Nice. Which comes out today.
Oh, it does. Nice.
And thanks again for Laurel for stopping by and brightening our day with her knowledge and editor-esque ways. From one editor to the next, Laurel's the current editor, and let's go back in time 30 years ago this month when Discorder was beginning. We had Mike Mines and Jennifer Farney as the co-editors. And this is a little clip of a chat I had with Jennifer Farney about her experiences here at CITR 30 years ago as the co-editor of Discorder magazine. And then after that, we're going to hear a song that was pretty popular here when she was the co-editor. Stick around for that. This is Jennifer Farney on Discorder Radio.
Kind of touched that it's, I'm looking at this, especially this issue from this month, and seeing, you know, the old mag right here in color and in 2013. It's really hard to believe that it's, I cannot believe it's been all those many years. That just completely freaks me out. And how I felt, you know, leaving that last meeting with, you know, money owing and is it going to continue? And I said, oh, I'll just leave it in there. And I was leaving town. And I thought, you know, how long is this thing going to, you know, how long is it going to last? And everyone was tired. But then I guess, thank God it got into that, you know, chug, you know, when you're trying to start an old car or start a, you know, the first getting it going is just so hard, and then it goes chug to chug to chug to chug to chug to chug to chug. And I guess that happened somewhere in there, you know, as I was, you know, leaving or gone, or maybe a year or two. Maybe it was a real slog for a long time, I'm not sure. But wow, to see it as it is now in this nice glossy format, and the changes that were done were just fabulous, and everyone's made it their own, as it should be. Every you know, editor comes in, they make it their own, and that's what makes it live, I think, so long. You can't have something the same. It's got to keep changing, and that's, you know, it's the voice of whatever music scene is happening out there at the station. And it's so great. It's so great to see that, and I'm really so grateful I could have been part of that with all those fabulous guys that I worked with all those years ago.
And all those years ago, this band was featured in the first issue of Discorder magazine, Wall of Voodoo. From their album Call in the West, this is the track Mexican Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
the DJ.